What we do here is go back, 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 back.
Wednesday night. How is everybody? We have Crystal, the Rugged Beauty Pittman, with us tonight. She's going to be her BKFC debut. So I cannot talk. Welcome, Matthew and Matt. Okay, these are definitely not Allie and Sam, but they're much prettier, I like to think. So, how is everybody?
Good. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm excited to have a little different change of hosts tonight. Very happy that Matthew and Crystal are both with us. Crystal, how are you, dear?
I'm good. Good, good, good. Exhausted, but good.
Yeah. I heard you. So you just got out of training, or you're kind of in between sets?
Yeah, I just got done with one of my training sessions, and I go back in about an hour right after this.
So you just got signed, and you have a debut coming up. What is the date of your debut?
So my debut should be the 26th, June 26th.
So we got a little bit. That is about what, a month away for the last bit of your camp?
It's about five, six weeks.
Nice. How long has your camp been going on? Are you doing a longer camp? Like, what did you find out about this? Are you just now getting into it?
Well, as far as the camp goes, honestly, I feel like I've been in camp for a really long time because during COVID, we had a few fights that were supposed to be going on that I did fight camps for, four different fight camps that fell through. So then this year when we found out about all this, we really just have been going hard in training. And then now that we've been in fight camp, we were in kind of in limbo fight camp, but still training really hard. So we've been in fight camp for a while. My brain is so mush right now.
What happens when we get hit a lot?
I know.
Like random bouts of I don't know where I am. So when did the BKFC talk come about? Is this something that's been on the plate for a while, like you've been saying, that so that COVID kind of pushed it off? Or was it just something you're thinking about and this is kind of just jump-shooted like the past, what, month or two?
No, ever since BKFC came around, I absolutely loved it, you know, and I have been actually asking for it with my coach and stuff. I was like, hey, what do you guys think about me, you know, switching gears and getting into a bare knuckle? I feel like that's where I'm supposed to be, and I feel like this is where I want my path to go, and so I had been like really put, honestly, I'm going to call it manifesting because I have really been putting it out there. Like I was watching every fight. I was following, you know, I was constantly just watching and just really, really love bare knuckle, the sport. I've always loved the history behind it. And so, this year I was like, all of a sudden we got a call and it has just been history, you know, starting then. And we've just been getting ready for bare knuckle. So the fact that that had even came about, like that's something I wanted. And now that it's coming true is really, really awesome. I'm so stoked for it. I did a manifestation board. I mean, like a vision board. It's so funny. Like I totally believe in manifesting and law of attraction and I forgot about it that I did this and I was going through my stuff and I found it and I pretty much write down exactly who I wanted to be as a fighter. What was my vision? What was my goal? What, you know what I mean? And literally everything that I had put down for myself is coming true. So I've just been working really hard, and I got kind of emotional that I have been putting all this hard work and really truly have been chasing after and didn't steer away from like the path I wanted. It's insane to me. So
nice.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a little bit of digging. I really haven't found much about you. Where have you, where are you coming from as far as your fight background?
I'm such a mysterious woman, huh?
Exactly. Is this like underground or what's, you know, how do they?
What's the, oh my God, what is the one, the backyard shit? My kid, no. Huh?
Street Thieves.
Yeah, I don't know why I linked on that.
I love Street Thieves.
Those are, what is it? There's another one. It's like Devil's Backyard or something like that.
That's Street Thieves. That's,
okay.
Yeah, that's Devil's, yeah, in Satan's Backyard. Yeah, that's
what that okay. is. Yeah, I'm from, I live in Cali. I'm from Visalia. It's right next to Fresno, if you guys are familiar. I always, my fiance or my coach is always like, babe, you got to tell them like just California because no one knows where Little Visalia is.
Well, I know where that's. No, I don't.
Oh, good. Florida.
You don't know shit about Cali.
I've been to Cali many times. I never yeah.
So I'm just out. I'm out here in California.
California.
Mm. I didn't ask real quick, Matthew. Where are you from? Where are you coming out of right now?
I am just outside of Jefferson City, Missouri.
That's not California. No, it's
not. Born and raised in Lake of the Ozarks area.
There you go. It's kind of like California.
It's not very similar at all, actually. But it is beautiful. So
yeah. You remember our guest, Sam Shoemaker. This is his manager.
Oh, nice.
Do you have a record? Do they keep record out there? Are you fighting out there then, or
are you talking to me for?
Yeah, sorry.
I'll be fighting out in Florida. Is that your? I'm sorry, you were kind of breaking up. Is that
no? Like your amateur record.
Yeah, so we have a few records. I have the main one that we keep track of is with just amateur Muay Thai. And so my record just with them is 1-0 right now.
You did the Muay Thai. Okay. That's your.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My record is my AMI records are with Muay Thai. You know, we did a whole bunch of tournaments and did a whole bunch of everything, but everything of everything.
are you practicing? Muay Thai obviously have the padded gloves. Are you doing camp without that and you're throwing light strikes, or are we keeping gloves on? Is that something that's gonna, I'm just wondering if it's gonna be like a shock to finally get hit bare knuckle, or is it something that we kind of have already been conditioned to?
Well, I mean, we do everything when we're training now specifically for bare knuckle. I mean, we're still using gloves. You know, we use heavy gloves or we use no gloves. You know, we really do all different types of gloves depending on what we're training and what they need me to train that day, you know. So realistically, I don't train bare knuckle all the time because, you know, I don't want to, fracture, fuck up my, you know, my knuckles right before. I need to go in strong, you know, so.
Yeah, or get a cut. Or get a cut.
Right. And yeah, exactly. You know, you can't be getting staff right before you. So I have to be able to train really hard, you know, and really strong. There's always a possibility to break your wrist or your hand, no matter how often you train, you know. But if we put tiny little fractures in my wrists or my knuckles or anything right before, you know, I feel like there's a bigger possibility for injury, but we're definitely working on strength and strengthening and really good wrist support, you know, so doing a whole bunch of stuff to really work my forearms and you know, it's very different doing, you know, everyone like street fighting, you know, growing up and everyone's, I mean, you had to have gotten a hit in the face. You know what I mean? Bar fights, street fights, school fights, every fight. But this is a lot different because we're trained.
Yeah, more disciplined. Yeah. Is that how you got into martial arts and fighting in the first place? Or is this something newer about, like, some of us, you know, have the street background. I did a lot of bad things. My mom didn't know about. Like, were you like, I got a little bit of temper, I should probably like close it up? Or was it something that you've been raised from the very beginning?
You know, I had a really wild, crazy childhood. So, you know, it led me into a lot of bad things also. But the crazy things that I experienced, you know, not so much crazy, well, yeah, crazy, sad, abusive, whatever, from childhood all the way into like my 20s, you know, I finally realized the path that I wanted to create for myself for all of this, the things that I had to endure growing up. And even when I had, you know, my son, unfortunately, we have gone through a few things. So, you know, I decided to really put in forth this kind of training for others, for people who cannot fight for themselves. So I don't really go in fighting for myself. You know what I mean? When I decided to do all this, it was really truly to help other people.
Yeah, when we talked to Hart, that's what kind of, I think the same kind of background she came from. She had a lot of hardship, and this has been a really empowering thing for her. And I think that is for any female or any male, getting into this, it is something I feel really true that will change your life around for anyone that has hardships like that. I think it's just one of the best things to discipline yourself and get that kind of outlet that you don't have, which is why people street fight and so on. Right. And it changes your life. So that's awesome that you got that, you know, to defend. Is there something that you do maybe on the outside that helps with your martial arts, or what does your camp like look like that you're training with? Are you just strictly doing mitt technique, conditioning for explosive powers, or something? Are you sticking like traditional Muay Thai?
No, we don't take all the roots out, you know, from Muay Thai. There's a lot of things that I feel will really help me in the bare knuckle boxing. It is strictly boxing, so we are really doing a lot of boxing, you know. It's, you know, Dutch Muay Thai compared to boxing is still very different, you know. Boxers are very different. You don't have to worry about a knee coming to your head, so you can dip really low. You know what I mean? Your movement can be very you can have dangerous movement, what we would say in like Muay Thai, you know, that you can get away with in boxing that you can't get away with in Muay Thai. But you know, we are working every aspect that we can to prepare for, you know, this new journey. So we're definitely doing a lot of boxing, a lot of explosive, you know, a lot of heavy training. So it's really everything. We're doing everything.
So was this like the goal? Was bare knuckle the goal when you went into training combat sports? Was that like the ultimate goal, or did you just go into, you know, did you go into Muay Thai because you like that?
So I've always loved bare knuckle. Now bare knuckle wasn't really, well, you know, they had like the glory fighting and all that stuff. When I was started training, I didn't have the option to be like, yeah, I just want to do bare knuckle. You know, it really wasn't like approved. There was no like truly like bare knuckle. So, you know, my first option, I didn't know when I decided to really start training, like, where should I enter first, you know? So I wanted to do the whole MMA, and the first person that was pointed in my direction was Doug Marshall. So that's exactly who I went to. And so I just started off in Muay Thai. And then from there was able to get into all the other roots, you know, with judo and jiu-jitsu. I have a wrestling background. I've been wrestling since I was in elementary school. So we were just, you know, I've been just doing all of that.
And you're not doing MMA?
Huh?
And you're not doing MMA? Because when we have wrestling from a child, not very often I hear someone like, yeah, you know, I do striking, I wrestle from a child, but I've never done it in the like, how do you want to do that? Don't you want to bring a bitch down and like, oh.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, the whole in the very beginning is we really were working towards MMA. And then as time went on, you know, for me, I feel like I'm considered older. My age is probably considered a lot older for, you know, doing MMA. Or, you know, I'm going to be 35. So a lot of...
I'm older than you. You are not old.
But in the MMA world,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like UFC and LFA, all those girls are... Yeah. Right, they're like 20 and like black belts in jujitsu.
Yeah. You just knock them out.
I know.
Right,
but how's their stand up? Because
they won in there just for shits and giggles. They want to stay like they won in there. I just love it because you can just do it whatever. But yeah, I mean, everything is totally different. I mean, try a little bit of everything. It's awesome that you're going to be KFC, but I just, yeah, it's shocking when you're like, oh, we both played my child.
Right? I'm all, I did a taekwondo, jujitsu.
I was like, I did a taekwondo my whole life, you know, but I'm going to be
Has there been any talks about who you'd be fighting, or who do you see you stacking up well against?
You know, so there are a lot of talks right now about who my opponent's going to be. They do have stuff in the works that I can't really discuss at the moment. But, you know, the one thing I love about the women's division in BKFC is that it's still, I mean, in a lot of actual martial arts is that it's still in its adolescence. So, you know, they're creating a bigger women's division. So with a lot of talent. So I'm really excited to honestly just square up with any of them. I think any woman that they square me up with is going to be a really good fight.
So. Are you competitive in that nature? Are you like, I see her, I see what she's doing, I want to fight that? Or is it just, you know, you want to take, you know, whoever they give you? Some girls I think are just way more laid back and cool and have that chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I'm a super laid back person, to be honest. A lot of people wouldn't think that like I'm a fighter. I'm like this big cuddly love person. but I'm definitely not somebody you want to stand across the ring from. But I am very laid back, you know. They're like, "Oh, what do you think about this?" I'm like, "You know, if you want me to fight her, I'll fight her. All I ask is for, you know, even." You know what I mean? It would be stupid for me to accept a fight from someone who has like 50 pro fights, you know. So,
well, luckily in bare knuckle there isn't really any 50 you know, women or even men with 50 pro fights. So
pro fights
but I mean in BKFC. So.
Yeah, and that's true. But I think that one thing that we have seen is that even just one or two fights, having that experience in bare knuckle versus any other combat sport makes a ridiculous amount of difference.
Oh yeah, there's definitely I think even just having one fight.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Big difference.
The big request from if I was you would be to ask for somebody that's debuting also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what we're doing. Is they're looking for a debuter for me, which I'm totally grateful for. Yes. You know, at the end of the day, experience or not, I truly believe it's about longevity. And, you know, you can't just, everybody is ready to fight anybody, right? That's what we all train for. If you're a fighter, you're a fighter. And everyone's going to say, I'll fight whoever. But really, in the smart business aspect of it, you know, regardless of what your heart and your head tell you, you have to be able to have that longevity and be smart with yourself. You're your own walking, you know, promotion, everything. You can't just... you know, take on, of course, everybody wants to take on the biggest dog, you know, but.
In due time.
In due right. time. Yeah. Exactly. Build yourself. So I'm all about debut, you know, regardless of where I feel I stand and, or my experience or my technique and all that stuff, I'm super grateful that they're searching for a debuter for me, you know, because everyone's experience is different, can play differently in bare knuckle. So.
Absolutely. And talking with Sam, I've asked him, you know, he had 51 amateur boxing matches and now has 5. But I think when he came into the BKFC, he had 3 pro boxing matches. And just asking him, like, what is the biggest difference? And he said, and essentially he'll tell you 2 things. Number one is it feels a lot different to get hit with a bare fist, with bare knuckles. Mm-hmm. So that takes, you know, it's definitely an adjustment there. But another thing that I found to be really fascinating and really interesting is he said that the distance is significantly different. Mm-hmm. And it might be a half inch or you know, 3/4 of an inch, but in a fight, that's huge, you know? And so just as having that first 1 or 2 fights under your belt to establish the distance, I think is going to be for a lot of people, it's going to be something, or even just a few rounds.
Right.
You know, like what you saw in, you know, for example, in Britton Hart versus Paige VanZant, you know, Paige started coming on in the fourth round, mm-hmm. fourth and fifth round. And I think that I think a lot of it had to do with her establishing that distance and figuring that out. And I think that's been true for a lot of people. So, is that something that concerns you or worries you?
No, I mean, and regardless, right, we're all about to learn, you yep. know what I mean? So,
quickly, right?
So, you know, that's one thing that we really have been focusing on is precision and closing that distance. And that's a lot of reasons why we do train, even if it's hitting speed, you know, speed sticks, you know, and being able to close that speed sticks with bare knuckles, being able to come in and close that distance or cause it is, you know, a half an inch, whatever it's already a game of inches, but mm-hmm. if you're barely off that much, you know, and they're too quick and come back and they have their distance mm-hmm. down, then you're going to get knocked the fuck out. Yeah.
It's the difference between getting knocked out or not getting knocked out, or, you know, getting the knockout or not, you know,
right.
And it's a half inch. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think girls too have a hard time feeling out that difference because every girl, at least more like younger in the fight community, they're going to come out a little bit more aggressive. And so mm-hmm. you have to feel it out, which sucks. And you have to wait until you're much higher up to get that opportunity to fill out your distance. Until then, you have a lot of girls that just want to bang and they want to go out really fast. And so that's one of the things that's why I appreciate the jab so much. Obviously, you can't do vaccines to stop them with a team or anything like that, but that's what I was like. If you have someone like they want to brawl because it's a brand new environment you're going to be in, mm-hmm. that jab to me is so important because that is filling out your distance, and it's also to stop someone who just doesn't want to take that time with you. They're just going to come rushing at you, bam, or you're down the middle. Right. It's something that is so, I don't think people, I mean, I love a jab, obviously, if you hit, you can do set up different punches, it can do different things, but it can also calm someone down when you really do want to feel it out, and girls don't see the opportunity a lot to do that. So just a little bit of advice.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. That job is so important. We work that damn job so much. I think my shoulder on this side is about 30 times bigger than my shoulder on this side. But a lot of females I've noticed are very emotional fighters.
Yes.
So I totally hear what you're saying.
Are you shocked, Matt?
Yeah. You can say that. You can say that. I will never say that. I will never say that. I may say that about an individual, but I will never generalize.
What, that women can be emotional fighters?
Exactly. I'm just not saying it.
I mean, I see the dudes that are like, oh, through each other. It's their first amateur fight. They do the same shit, but mostly the girls are like, ah, I hate that shit. So bad. How tall are you? And I wasn't able to see your stats. How tall are you? What do you walk at?
I'm 5'5". Probably, I feel like I'm shrinking a little bit, honestly. I have like a Filipino background, And I feel like we shrink with age. So I was 5'5". I think I'm getting a little shorter, but I usually walk around about 160 because I'm always bulking in between. So I like to get my weight up a little bit, and then I cut down to 135.
Okay. Ooh, that's a big cut for a girl, I feel like. I can't do that. I can't do like 3 pounds. I can't sweat, and I'm lazy. So that's a lot. But did you do shows or bodybuilding or anything like that beforehand? Was that something like you're accustomed to, like bulking, slimming it down, making it a little bit lean, and now this is just a little bit more water weight you're cutting? Is it something that you're accustomed to?
Yeah, the cutting, you know, I'm a nutritionist. I'm a sports nutritionist. So it really isn't my cuts. They, you know, it's a lot. Oh, it seems like a lot of weight, but it really isn't that hard on me. And I think it's because I'm not so miserable when I'm, you know, I'm cutting, not until the very, very end. You know, I eat and I constantly lose weight, but I'm not like all frail and, you know, weak going into my training sessions and stuff. I like to keep my strength for sure, but it really hasn't been, my cuts really haven't been horrible cutting down. And I think my body has done it so much that it's like, oh, it's time. And it's like, you know,
are there some favorite foods of yours that you just kind of keep in hand as far as like when it comes down to cutting that water weight? Are there some favorites that you want to switch over to? I like the whole nutrition side, and like especially like the last couple of weeks, like what people eat, I'm really interested in.
Yeah, to be honest, I really, these are things that are must-haves for me, and they might not be for other people, but they totally work for me, is I definitely stick with beef jerky. I stick with, so the peanut butter pretzels. Have you ever had those? Those are my favorite.
The jar of them with a little tiny little nuggets.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, those are must-haves for me. Especially too, like when I'm on the go and I'm constantly traveling around and going back and forth so much to training. Those are stuff that I stick with, like the beginning of my training. You know what I mean? And then it switches. Obviously, if I have to cut out some salt, then I probably shouldn't be eating the pretzel nuggets anymore. You know what I mean? But those plantain chips, honestly, are like my favorite thing because I have it with a tablespoon of peanut butter, and you can have 32 plantain chips and there's like nothing in them.
Love those. I tell people a lot about kiwis. I feel like no one eats kiwis and they're underrated or something. They're just like, oh, my God. Some like 3 kiwis at nighttime, watch you lose like 5 pounds the next day. And like, yeah. Out your system and it bloats you. I know a lot of people do that. Or I always ask them like, what do you like to eat before a fight? And I usually eat Twinkies right before I fight. Is there anything weird that you like to eat before you're about to get, you know, in the ring or active for a match?
Yeah, I eat gummy worms.
Someone always has something weird. That's what I'm like. I think I don't know who it was. I had chocolate donuts. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Oh God, I feel like I would throw up if I ate chocolate donuts.
Well, I mean, I can't remember. It was some pro fighter. I can't remember who it was that did that. But that's where I got the Twinkie thing. I'm like, it's light enough, but it's going to give me my sugar rush. I'll eat like 3 or 4. I call them my fight Twinkies, and I always take pictures of them.
Oh yeah,
I'm wearing in the cage. But it's a sugar rush. People don't think about that. Like you're just like a little kid. But I just want to punch someone. So
right, that's what I love about the like gummy worms, because they give me like a quick sugar rush, mm-hmm. And they're so good. They smell so good too.
Oh, yeah, sugar is totally helpful. So is there anything like some quick goals that you have for the next year coming up? After this fight, are you looking forward, or are you just kind of zoomed in on what's happening right now?
You know, right now I'm really just zoned in on what I'm happening or what's happening right now. I'm really focusing on this debut. This is the most important thing right now. As far as little goals and stuff, we have little goals like, you know, plans as far as excelling in BKFC. So, but right now, honestly, my brain is so zoned in on getting the first fight done. You know what I mean? My brain doesn't need to be wandering about like, oh, well, my next second fight, this is what I'll do. You know what I mean? I need to stay zoned in on this fight, take everything I can from this fight, learn especially learn, you know, and take it with me and then create and build off of that foundation that I can do. So
absolutely. So Crystal, I saw you. I don't think we actually had like met in Birmingham. We may have come close. I don't think so. But like, and it, you know, in those events, there's so much going on. I try to meet everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think I had a chance to meet you. But I did see you there. And so I just want to ask, like, what was that your first BKFC, like being at the live fights?
Yeah, that was my first one.
How was that for you?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So you guys, I love bare knuckle. Bare knuckle's been, you know, I mean, you guys obviously know. Bare knuckle's been along for so long. I've been around for so long. I absolutely love bare knuckle. I love everything about it. The sport, you know, BKFC, the sport is just sexy to me. I think it's awesome. I should have bring a goodie bag because there was teeth lying everywhere.
There was. There definitely was like a lot of teeth lost that night.
Yeah. So it was
so exciting.
Huh?
Is that the one with Taylor Starling? Is that the one we're talking about? The most recent?
No.
There was a fight in Birmingham, an event in Birmingham on April 30th. I don't even know how. Do you know how many fighters lost teeth at that event? Like, there were at least several.
Two or three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Zach lost two.
Zach lost three. He thought he lost four, I think. Zach Kalmus lost a few teeth. But
and they didn't get knocked out, they got shoved up.
Yeah. It was bad.
they got shoved
impacted. Yeah, impacted. It was bad. And actually,
but his heart though, that was amazing.
He called me the day before his interview and we talked, and he's like, hey, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you. I definitely want to do the show. But he's like, I've been in so much pain and I'm finally better today. He's like, you are the first person I've talked to in 4 days.
Like,
so anyway, but it was bad. But that was a great event, in my opinion. They're all great. And I certainly had a lot of fun. But was Jules is on here and she's Team Shu, she says. So thank you.
Yeah. But I love my Jules.
Yeah. And they're going to be – she and Paul are going to be on Sunday night. So we're looking forward to that. But she said that she has a goal of an all women's card. How do you, I would freaking love to see that.
I would too. I know a couple of girls I'd like to have, get on that.
There's my son. He just woke up.
Oh,
no, he's on my podcast. He's always like,
now I'm
going
to show you my character.
We share an animal.
Do you have is your dog named Charlie?
Look it.
Who's my part?
Yeah. Do you have?
I'm Benicio.
Okay, Benicio. What's your dog's name?
So my dog's name. Well, her name's Charlotte, but I call her Char Char.
Okay. I have a dog named Charlie, and I call him Char Char. So.
Oh,
damn. He's way too big to be in the studio though, and he has no sense, so he's not allowed in here.
I have a huge bully. He's around. He's running around here somewhere. He's like 100 pounds.
Puppies. You gotta love the puppies.
Yeah.
But so what was your favorite fight from BKFC 17?
Oh, which one? Man. You know, honestly, I have to say Richmond, because Richmond is my teammate. He's awesome. I absolutely love him. He's a great fighter.
He's intense.
I'd like to get him on the show also.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you guys should. It's great.
I've watched his he fought in Valor, is that right? Before I watched his Valor fight. And
it's an excellent mustache. So
he does have a great mustache.
Right?
Almost as good as Thomas.
He's our Bronson.
Yeah, he straight up looks like Charlie Bronson.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He even does the little, if you see him walk into, I don't know if you saw it that night, but if you see a video of him and before he gets in the ring, he always purses his lips sort of like a Bronson. Like he goes in, his mustache all twisted. He's all, I'm all, there he goes.
He's probably a really nice person, but I'm not going to lie. He does scare me a little bit. Like he seems so intense, you know, and so many of these people are like that. Like people, you know, people think that about the fighters, but in general, you know, generally speaking, most of them are really nice people, you know,
Yeah.
I don't think people realize, like, you know, like confidence or whatever you have to do to build yourself up to step in that arena is not always like the same for some people. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. I have to be like a little bit more confident, and I don't want to call it arrogant, but I will be like the alpha female, but that's the only way I can step in there. Like, I'm not going to go I don't like because you're cocky. It's like, but you're going to walk in there and, you know, think that, oh, I'm not that good. You're not going to go in a ring thinking like you're going to get your ass kicked. You're going to go in the ring telling yourself, you know, whatever you need to hear to make it.
You have to do to get yourself in that mindset to go in there and go to war. Whatever that is for each person, you know. Mm-hmm. So
Mike may have just become my favorite fighter.
He owns a strip club.
Yeah, he is. He's a general manager for a strip club in Texas, I believe.
That's where he gets all the conditioning.
He's got that upper body pull strength.
Oh Lord. I don't know
if I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I was gonna say I hope I never see that. And then like for a brief moment I went in my mind to imagining myself doing that. I'm like, oh God, like literally no one would want to see that, trust me. But
that was too much information, bro.
It would be so awkward. Yeah, sorry. But anyway, so BKFC has another card coming up. You are on the next card. That's my understanding. But we don't know who you're fighting yet, or at least you can't tell us if you do, right?
I don't even think they have the venue locked down.
No.
Have you heard her name? Well,
I would know.
Have we heard this girl's name before? Tell us that.
Ooh, good question.
You probably have, to be honest.
Which is Mosa. I like to get people to
sorry. So, yeah. but they have announced a few fights on that card. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts on the fights that have been announced?
That have been announced for the card coming out?
Like
Beltran. So you hang on. Now I always do this to myself. Like I ask questions.
Beltran Shoemaker.
Well, obviously,
Palomino,
yeah.
Tyler.
Yep. So Tyler Goodjohn, Palomino. Let's start there.
What was the, who you got? Oh God. Hold on. I need to visually see it. I need to see the name. I'm horrible with name drops, guys. Okay. Just let you know. That's gonna be good fights though. Like that's gonna be good fights, you guys. Good fights.
They are gonna be good fights. Okay, so I am pulling this up now. So you have Palomino versus Goodjohn. So these are the four title fights. So four titles on the line in freaking BKFC 18. That's nuts. That's bananas.
Hey, Alvin, how you doing?
So Palomino, Goodjohn, do you have a prediction on that one?
Hold on. I need to see the faces because sometimes I mix up the names.
Okay. Okay. There we are. Palomino versus Goodjohn.
That's
bottom left.
I'm going to go. Oh, see, this is why I'm horrible with names. I thought you were saying somebody else.
That's what I got.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Goodjohn on that one.
Okay.
That's a first.
So, you know what? I was actually talking to a trainer the other day that's a pretty prolific trainer down in Florida who said that he feels like Goodjohn might have a chance. And he told me why. I'm not going to go into it. But, I mean, he did make a case. I'm still going with Palomino because I think that he's an absolute monster at 155. And I think he's crazy. Yeah, Jules has Palomino.
Yeah, I think Palomino. Honestly, I'm going for the underdog on these.
Okay. So can we pull the picture back up? Then, of course, you have Thiago Alves versus Yuli Diaz.
Yuli.
Oh, shit. So Diaz right on the right, correct?
Their picture is bottom right. Right. And then you have Yuli on the right with the braids, and then you have the shaved head on Thiago.
I'm going to go Yuli. I think he's crazy. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah. So I think, man, I'm really looking forward to that. That's probably one of the ones that I'm really, really looking forward to. I think that is going to be a really, really, really good, really good fight. Mm-hmm. Thiago has so much experience in combat sports, and Yuli has some. He's just so explosive.
Yeah. That's what I like about him so much is his explosiveness.
Yeah. So I would say if it goes past three rounds, I think that you probably give it to Tiago. I don't know. I can't even call that one. I think that's.
Are you talking about decision? What did you say?
I said if it goes past three rounds, so it's a five round fight. If it goes past three, I got to give it to the veteran. Anyway, who do you have, Matt?
I'm gonna go with Thiago.
Okay, I'm kind of leaning toward. I want to go with Diaz just because.
And I like Diaz a lot.
Yeah, you know what? He's a cool guy. I'm saying Diaz, Yuli, just because I like it.
I like it too,
but I think it's going to be a good fight. And of course, you have Riggs versus.
But then you know how much have we actually seen Diaz fight
Lombard? He's 1-0, right? No, you're absolutely right.
What do we have about 3 seconds worth of fight?
Yuli's 2-0. Tiago's 1-0, I think. Yeah, he had a 3 second Yuli's got a 3 second knockout, the fastest knockout in combat sports history. So
not too long ago, he was really nice dude, but I like hearing him talk. I have to be a little bit more favorable on him for the Diaz, I think.
Yeah. So I was a little bit mad at Yuli for breaking my guy's record, but so he broke. Sam had the record at 18 seconds, and then Yuli had to come in and do something awesome. So,
that's the great thing about sports. You never know.
I know. It's so cool. And then, of course, you have Joey Beltran versus Sam Shoemaker. Main event.
Shoemaker, for sure. Lombard.
Yeah. So, I definitely agree. I think that, you can never count out Joey Beltran. He is such a tough dude, and he's, he's been in combat sports forever, and he takes a shot like nobody else, and he has probably the best cardio of any heavyweight I've ever seen. But then you have the hillbilly hammer coming in with 1,659 pounds per square inch, in one punch. So, well...
I don't know why I keep doing that.
I'm here.
She's gone. She's here.
But hey, at the end of the day, it's going to be an awesome card, and I'm really, really looking forward to your debut.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited.
And I think a lot of people are. So, looking forward to that. I actually have heard. This isn't confirmed, but I actually heard there are going to be 4 women's fights on this card.
I think there is.
Through the grapevine.
I've heard through the grapevine as well.
I have sources.
What did we hear? So,
what did you hear? Nothing. We didn't hear anything.
Yeah. But 4 women's fights. I think that would be the most women's fights ever on one card, too, which I think would be awesome. really cool to see. And then, of course, we still need. I really do want to push for that all women's card. I think that'd be awesome. I'd love to see it.
I think that would be freaking great.
Draw. Yeah. Huge.
I hope I'm on that card if we do an all women's card.
You almost have to be. I mean, right? So,
yeah.
Anyway, what else, guys?
Oh, well, we know that you're in. You just got done training and everything, so we're sure you can't stick around too much longer. So we want to at least give you an opportunity to shout out, your team and any sponsors you might have, or anything like that before we let you go?
Yeah, honestly, I think, for one, my managers, definitely Paul and Jules.
Bless you.
Why are you laughing? What, did she sneeze over there?
No, I keep my... I'm in a closet. This is
I really thought it was a sneeze. I apologize.
No, I have a chair in front of me, and I keep moving it back and forth because I'm being lazy right now. My room is like... So I'm trying to make these fart noises like every time I move the chair. Sorry.
That's so funny.
Not professional.
We'll let you get it back to shouting out everybody.
But really my managers, Paul and Jules, they've been working super hard for me all the time, and they're absolutely amazing. My team is amazing, with them. Obviously, I don't know all the fighters that we've signed, and we all live everywhere, but just being connected and having them is just really, really great. Been a great experience. Also, to, you know, I have to shout out to the BKFC and Dave Filman and all of them, because they're constantly working hard, and especially down in Alabama, it was so great. They made me feel so welcome, and meeting everybody in the fighters, you know. My sponsors right now that I can shout out is my, it's called Gentle Art CBD. They're great. They hella help me sleep. I get anxiety when I sleep. I don't know if you guys, Karen, if you get this when you're sleeping as a fighter, I get a lot of, when I wake up sometimes, I'll get like anxiety. I'll wake up in like a straight ass anxiety attack.
Like, so that's, like, what did I get myself into?
No, just
I feel bad. Like, I'll wake up, what did I say? Yes, I can't fight this chick. Like, I do have anxiety. I can't, but my anxiety is like, I will wake up, but it's not shutting my brain off. So, for everyone at home, yes, I do take smoky CBD. But that's the only way I can sleep. I'm not, otherwise, like, this, I can't shut my brain off. So, I really do believe that stuff. And my mom has rheumatoid, and CBD definitely does help. With her,
it totally does. So yeah, it totally does. CBD has saved my life. The Gentle Art, they're awesome. They have a THC as well called No Town. They have like really high content, so it's awesome. I can't handle those. They make me freak out. But them and Body Art Gallery, they're a tattoo shop. They're sick. They do. They did this. Let me show you. So my Wonder Woman, can't really see it.
That's cool.
Yeah. And they did my Harley Quinn on the inside. I'm all just giving you guys.
You got that whole California smoke. Wow. Really good one.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Catwoman. Ooh, I like that one. That's my deal.
Yeah. So we have a whole bunch of sponsors that we're completing right now, but those are my finished and awesome sponsors at the moment. So that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. And before your fight or after your fight, we'd definitely like to have you back on.
Yeah. Do you like spicy things?
I love spicy things.
You like spicy things, Matt?
Well, we do. We also have a spicy food challenge. It's the world's hottest.
And we have to ask you a question for 5 minutes while you suck on it.
So if you're down for that, maybe next time you come on, we can do the.
I've done it, so just so you know, like, we've done the thing that you would do in case you're willing.
The Satan's Toes challenge.
I don't know. I'm Filipino, guys. I can handle some hot shit.
Yeah. So should I be a contender for that after a fight?
Britton Hart did it.
If we do it after the fight, I can wash it down with some alcohol.
I feel like you blow flames, like if you.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you very much.
Very nice girl.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
We don't have so many people out in California.
What's that?
We don't have too many people out in California. We've had on the girl show.
What about California? I didn't hear.
We've had out in California. I feel like everyone so far has been in the Midwest and out of Florida. Are we trying to think of who? We have people in Nevada, Hollywood Case. I'm trying to think of, have we had any people on? Thank you, Jules. Out of California yet? Or is that our first fighter out that way?
I don't know. I mean, I know we've had several, but not as far as bare knuckle.
I'm like, I can't remember who we had out there.
I know we got Gabe out there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
I'm sure you've had Joey Beltran's from California also.
Well, we haven't had him on yet.
We haven't had Joey yet.
Okay. I guess we sort of did.
For people that are watching, and that was a new one for us out that far.
That was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good show, guys. I don't have anybody lined up for next week, but tomorrow we have the Lone Wolf coming on. Why is his name escaping me? He was the Ultimate Fighter champion, the Ultimate Fighter 27 champion. So, and then Sunday we're going to have Jules and Paul Tyler come on to do an interview. So if everybody'd kind of keep an eye out and watch us, and remember to drink Dringer.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Buy our pre-workouts.
Yes.
It helps fund me.
Go get some.
What's that?
Send me some for Oscar's camp.
Gotcha.
For Oscar, not for me.
Not for you.
We need to get someone in here that learns Spanish to do Hispanic Espanol show. So we can interview Oscar because he is so nice and first eye, but he's very violent. He won't talk a lot until he speaks Spanish. I mean, he will talk a lot, so that's what I'm trying to figure out who we could pair him with, but I definitely want to get him on here.
So do you speak Spanish?
I can understand him more than I can speak it, if that makes sense.
So you guys more
just interview him in it. No.
So you guys more just kind of speak in the international language of love?
Yes. Communicate, but he feels much more confident like when he speaks Spanish. Otherwise I'm like gotcha. Otherwise he seems like a quiet person, but he's a really quiet, violent person. So really excited for this. I don't know if you know Matthew. He's going to be on Fighting Alliance Championship on the UFC Fight Pass July 30th.
Very exciting.
Against Victoria awesome. LeMay. So they've asked before, and he's out of Mexico. So I just know that he's more comfortable. And I know there's a lot of Hispanic fighters, and I didn't know if it would be something to open the market or we're going to speak English. He speaks English fine. It's just he's more comfortable with Spanish. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Spanish is like a much more like, I don't know, emotionally expressive language. Like there are certain languages that just are.
Yes.
You know?
They are very, like, they speak very emotional. That's how they can tell, like, you know, what they're about to say and so on. So I can say the exact same thing and he's like, what? And I'll say the exact same way, but like, huh? Like, and he's like, oh, okay. I have to be like pissed off or something. Then he understands me more or something.
Well, but, that's awesome though. I'll definitely be watching
it. And it sounds sexier. So, I mean, it can be a really sexy show, Matt. I'm just saying. Like some person in Spanish, and hear some hot Latin chick. Because he doesn't. Yeah. Just saying. Not too hot.
If they're willing to get the guests on and run the whole thing, I'll let anybody use the platform.
All right. Or you can just do anything. I'm just trying to figure out who to pair him with, but I'd love to get him on. Well, maybe some another St. Louis. Like I said, there is one big name, everybody, but I don't want to throw that name out there because I don't want to get high hopes and then. But we'll see. I'll find out. Hopefully tomorrow, maybe.
We do have a couple of Spanish speaking folks on the BKFC 18 card, so maybe we could get some of those fighters on at the same time. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll just do something.
Something.
So. All right. Well, everybody, please tune in tomorrow and on Sunday. And everybody, have a nice night.
Night.
Peace.
What we do here is go back, back, back.
And if you look at the face of the drummer, he's a complete mess right now. There's blood all over the place. His eyes swell. If you look at